All right, what's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. But before we get into anything, I have to let you know, if you're having an issue, you do not get the notifications, or sometimes we might go on and you miss them. All you got to do is make sure you go to www.theinterviewking.com and sign up for the email list, the email blast. That's in the description below too. So you don't have to go far. You don't even have to type nothing in. Just go below and do that. Make sure you share this video because it's very, very important. So without any further ado, I come on here to really, I ain't keeping y'all long. This is cut and dry. This do not take an hour. This ain't no build or none of that other shit. This is a discussion that has to be had. Shout out to my bro, Boogz Baguettes, incredible artist that I've known for a very long time. But I have to say this because he made a point on Twitter today that I was like, hold on. Yo, you right. And nobody says this. So when I look at New York City, where I am from, Brooklyn, I might have helped and put on more artists than these dudes that got the big budgets and the big names. This is a fact. More up and coming unsigned artists, when you didn't know who Dave East was, I had him on the platform. When you ain't know who Fetty Wap was, I had him on the platform. When you didn't know who many people was, I had them on the platform. Before you heard of people like Benny the Butcher, I had them on the platform. 38 Spec, they was all on the platform. Why? Because I knew they had potential to be great. Just from hearing them, I'm like, nah, everybody got to hear this. Now, what am I talking about? Let's look at Yo Gotti, Moneybagg Yo, NBA Youngboy, Kodak Black. Should we go on? Should we go on with the name? What do all of them have in common? Gucci Mane. Gucci. Can't forget Gucci. What do all of them have in common? They found somebody from their city or somewhere in the culture, gave them a bag and said, do you? I'm going to put you out. I'm going to put you on. Let's put your music out. Here goes some money. Here goes some jewelry. Here go all this shit you need, Young Dolph. Here go, here, huh? I'm putting you on, huh? I'm stamping you. And you coming out with a song. Now, let's go to New York City.
Who did that in New York?
Give me one artist that took a young artist, not after Pop Smoke was blown up, not after Fabio was blown up, and then you want to do records with them and ride they wave. Not after that. Not after Ice Spice is blown up. You saw and heard them somewhere and said, huh, I'm putting you on. You nice. Who did that? That's from New York in the last 5-10 years. Who did that? Who did that? It took Mace to put Fabio on? We didn't even know that. We didn't even know that. When did everybody gravitate to Bobby Shmurda? After he blew up, after he threw the hat in the air, then everybody was on his sack doing the shmoney dance, which is not really the shmoney dance, because when you listen to the song, that's not the shmoney dance. That's Hot Nigga. The shmoney dance is a whole different song, a whole different thing. But you mean to tell me in this hip hop culture that we all love, the mecca of New York this, New York that, blah, 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 blah. Yo Gotti, Moneybagg Yo, Kodak Black, NBA. I'm talking about Kodak Black and NBA Youngboy are kids. They are kids. Dirk, they kids and they putting people on. And you got these grown ass men who've been in the culture for 25 years ain't put nobody on. That never said, huh, here goes a chain. Here goes some money. I'm not even gonna overshadow you. Go out there. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? That we don't know if these New York niggas are podcasters. We don't know if they're rappers. We don't know if they're interviewers. We don't know if they're philanthropists. We don't know what the hell they are anymore. Because they want to do everything, but they clog all the lanes. But the little young dudes that's coming up in the culture, that's nice, that could take this NYC shit to the next level, they don't take them under their tutelage, right? And when they do, what y'all don't know, what you don't know, when you see these artists co-sign another artist, I'm going to give y'all something that y'all don't know. Those artists paid. Don't ever in your life think he is co-signing him because he like him. They paid. I'm telling you, listen to my word. Some of these young artists got to a little bag and they went to one of these. You remember Tag Your Favorite Artist? Where artists want to work in the town? They paid. They ain't never co-signed them because they liked them. They paid their way into camps. New York has been run by three camps for a while. Dipset, G-Unit, D-Block. So, who's on from any of those camps? And who have they put on in the last 10 years? Because if it's run by y'all, then y'all should be running the damn town. Y'all should have 20, 30 rappers under those banners. Who have they put on in the last few years? I'll wait. Who's the new Dipset artist? Who's the new G-Unit artist? Who the fuck is D-Block? So you mean to tell me Yo Gotti get to kick his feet up and be an exec and got Glorilla? Moneybagg Yo get to kick his feet up? Bullshit. Chinks, Max, and French was already popping. Ain't nobody put them on. Cut it out. Chinks is from Stack Bundles. French Montana's from DVDs. That don't count. So you mean to tell me that Baby, Birdman, could co-sign Blueface on the West Coast? And nobody from New York City? Nobody from New York? None of these big wigs, you know, we got Hov, we got all these people, they running around respectfully, and niggas in their 50s running around still holding the culture like this. There ain't no babies in this shit under the tutelage that should be coming out. Where is the next wave of artists in New York City that's going to take this shit to the next level? So the game is run by Yo Gotti. The game is run by Moneybagg Yo. Kodak Black, thank you. Facts, I thought Spread Love was the Brooklyn way. Freedom MMC, whatever. That shit died when Biggie died. So you mean to tell me that Kodak Black, a kid? NBA Youngboy, a kid? Kids care more about putting people on in the culture than these so-called... You got West Side Gun putting people on. West Side Gun started with West Side Gun, Benny, and Conway. Now look at his roster. So West Side Gun got more power in the culture. West Side Gun putting more people, because I started seeing other people around West Side Gun. I started seeing J.R. Ryder. That was 38, but I started seeing people who already was in other camps. So they camp hopping to me. Fuck that. That's what I think. You see dudes camp hopping now because their original camp, they don't get no love in their original camp. So now they camp hopping. They camp hopping now. So now 38 Special got all the power to put people on, and he's putting people on. West Side Gun got a roster. But none of these other dudes took no 18-year-old kid that was like you in the crib, making beats and hungry. And then putting nobody on. Fuck out of here with Davies have potential. How long he been rapping? So how long, when do you live up to your potential? He got potential. He ain't no new rapper. Either he gonna do it or he not. Shout out to him, but come on, man. I'm just saying. Where's the new artist that's up and coming? Where's that new artist that's going to take Queensbridge to that level that we remember it for the big esteem that it once has? There's no artist from Queensbridge. There's no artist from Harlem. There's no rappers in Marcy. There's no artist in my hood, Bed-Stuy. There's no artist anywhere that deserve to get put on. So you mean to tell me Yo Gotti could go through Memphis and find a lot of artists? There's no artists in Yonkers? And you know what these New York artists do? Why they beat everybody? Why they be taking all these kids' shit? Because Queensbridge is the place where stars is born. Everybody that came out of Queensbridge might have been fire. Subjective, but you know, let's do it. Who's the next person coming out of Queensbridge? Who? No. Let me give you one deep. Who's the next artist coming out of Staten Island? Staten Island died with Wu-Tang? So you gotta be, what if you don't wanna be from Shaolin? What if you wanna call it Staten Island? What if you ain't buying into that karate movie shit? What if you ain't down with the Resurrector? What if you ain't down with that shit? What if you just want to rap and rep Staten Island? Ain't no artist from Staten Island? Ain't no artist from Staten Island. Who's the next star from Staten Island? Where they at? So nobody from Staten Island got put on from nobody from Staten Island. Staten Island died with Wu-Tang. That's what y'all telling me. So all we got to do is just listen to old shit and just be like, yo, that's dope. There ain't no Staten Island no more? What about the Bronx? What about the Bronx? Who's the next Jay? Who's the next Biggie? Who's the next? They out there because Jay was the next Kane. Big was the next Kane. Nas was the next Rakim and G-Rapping one. Who getting a chance that y'all don't take all their fucking money and publish it? Where are they? Everybody don't do drill. Everybody don't do drills. Everybody don't ain't into this shit. A lot of them do good music. Some of them don't smoke, don't drink. Some of them do boom bap. Where they at? So you mean to tell me, you mean to tell me that Yo Gotti know where all the artists is at? Moneybagg Yo, somebody who put him on, he has the power to put. Kodak Black and NBA Youngboy are kids. Dirk, they are kids. And they care more about the culture and putting people on and feeding people and feeding families than these OG niggas? Fucked up. Fucked up. So shout out to Boogs Baguettes. I must commend him for bringing that to my attention. I got the voice. So I'm going to put it out there. New York dudes, the so-called gatekeepers, only like you when you popping. They never catch you on the come up. Remember, everybody was shmoney dancing. Everybody was shmoney dancing. Everybody did a hot nigga dance. Everybody was doing that. People still don't know where the hat landed at. But that Bobby Shmurda wave, respectfully,
that shit gone.
So who's the next? So that's why every other region is running shit. Because look what we got. We ain't got shit. So now we see these gatekeepers from New York. They're on Instagram playing. They just look fucking stupid. They just doing dumb shit. You just be like, yo, man, shouldn't you be in the fucking studio? Shouldn't you be helping somebody right now? Shouldn't you be looking for talent? But they don't care about the culture. They don't. And they could walk people into these buildings and get them signed. But they won't. They only sign people who grind. And then they start trying to latch on to them for they grind. Then they want them around. Because they want to steal their energy. Remember, everybody, Rowdy Rebel on everybody record. And like I said, shout out to Mace. Mace did something on the low, but we didn't really know about, but he still did it nonetheless. But you mean to tell me, out of all these individuals in this culture, who is the new New York? Who is the new New York? And Bobby Shmurda was locked up for like 7 to 8 years, I might add. So that shit was a long time ago. We got Flex on the radio. We got all these people on the radio. Fuck are y'all doing? I need Lola Brooke in the studio with Jewels today. Jewels ain't fucking do... Who... Jewels? Jewel Santana? Come on, man. Fucking welcome to... What, did he put her on? Or is he fucking with her because she popping? That's what I just... So thank you for making my point. It's 2023. Who's the new Queensbury? Who's the new Nas? Who's the new Jay-Z? Who's the new Biggie? Who's the new Big Daddy Kane? Who is these new people that's going to take the culture into the new level that articulate? Come on, man. So when I see these niggas on Instagram and they be playing and all, nah. Like, look at this nigga. Come on, man. I love Staten Island. I'm not I'm more of a Staten Island guy than I am a Shaolin guy, because I remember Staten Island before it was Shaolin, right? But respectfully, you trying to tell me there is no artist from Staten Island? Oh, and to the homie who DM'd me the other day, who kept sending me his music, and I was telling him the protocol to sending the music. Your shit whack, my nigga. I ain't even want to disrespect you, but you was mad cocky and arrogant. You was fucking corny. Your name is corny, your face is corny, your braids was corny. You was fucking whack. But you ain't even really deserve. I was just trying to give you how to get your shit to people. But you was so arrogant and didn't even have the fucking product to back it up. You had a dumbass name too. Your name? Who gave you that fucking name? You really think you're going to make it in the industry with that fucking name? You think we gonna call you that shit? What beat did you hear when you was rapping too? So I just blocked you. So why did you tell me you still, I'm still gonna watch you though. Yeah, I know. You ain't got no choice. But I ain't gonna listen to you. And I gave you my time. See, this is the thing about artists. When artists send me shit, sometimes I give them my time. Sometimes I say, yo, let me listen. So what do you want me to listen for? I can't get you signed, right? I can't. I could give you exposure. I could do promotion for you, as many things I can do, but I realize y'all don't want to do that. You just want me to listen to your shit. Yo, listen to it. I'm the nicest nigga. I'm the hottest nigga. But your artwork look like you drew it with a fucking crayon. You don't even invest in your fucking craft. You don't even invest in yourself. You don't got no haircut. You dress like a fucking bum. You got on fucking boxer shorts. I can see your boxer shorts. You got on fucking basketball shorts for drawers. You don't even invest in yourself. You ain't got to be fly, but at least present the art. Make it presentable and have a good attitude about it. You fucking leaving me a message talking about I'm better than you. Better than me at what? Well, ain't no fucking competition, nigga. Salute. Be the greatest bum you can be. You won. And the nigga wasn't even young. The nigga was old. Where this nigga at? Nah, I ain't even gonna make you famous. The fuck is wrong with you? Don't ever. That's what I'm saying, yo. I be so respectful to people. And this nigga, don't leave me no voicemail. Don't leave me no, because I'm gonna give you one. I'll give you one back. I'll make time for that shit. I'm gonna curse your ass out. You could use it for an album. I'll sign off and I don't give a fuck. But I shit on you. Don't ever disrespect me. Because I actually listened to that shit. Could I get my fucking 2 minutes back? Huh? Could I get my 2 minutes back? Can I get my 2 minutes back? No, I can't get my fucking 2 minutes back. And then you got the nerve to tell me I'm going to make it regardless. Make it? Do you know that we have the opportunity now to upload our own music? We can get it to the people, but you have to campaign this shit. You have to be friendly with people. I do content every day. I have not slid in one inbox ever with any of my content. Where my content is at, I put it there. And if you like it and you fuck with me, you will come get it. I appreciate you. But I ain't like, and this is the shit kill me. Peace, King. I love what you do. Thank you. Salute. Yo, listen to my shit.
Now that shit is disingenuous.
That shit is disingenuous. Seriously. You're not going to piece Big Bro your way into a favor. You're not going to piece King your way into a favor. You are not going to patronize me your way into a favor. That shit is fucked up. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I never have ever in my life gave somebody a compliment because I wanted something. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Don't do that. That's equivalent to saying, hey, Ma, how you doing? Well, fuck you then, bitch. Your ass was flat anyway. But if she had to turn around and said, I'm fine, you would have talked to that flat ass. You'd have been like, ass a little flat, but she answered, fuck it. Nah. Don't do that to me, homie. Don't do that. telling me how much you love me and watch me. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. But then now I gotta fucking work for you now because you like me. So I gotta like, that shit don't work like that. I be telling motherfuckers, listen, you gotta work on this. Your flow was a little off. And one of the things that I didn't understand was I didn't understand the mix. I think it gotta be mixed. Fuck you, I'm better than you. And then next thing you know, step into the realms of chaos. Ah, from the mental. Yo, listen, I don't want to hear none of y'all niggas. Listen, y'all step into the realms of chaos, niggas. It's over for that, okay? We got little babies. We got little 18-year-old dudes, 19-year-old dudes that rap their ass off. Straight up. They nice. That, ah, psycho. From the chaos. Listen, sit your ass down now. Find you a little young dude that's nice, that's hungry. You take him under your tutelage and you help them. You'll step into the realms of chaos ass. And I'm telling you, there's always one of them.
For the mental. Ah, I'm psycho. Ah, I'm crazy.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Enough of that shit. This fucking 2023. You talking about you crazy? From the mental. I smoke the Buddha bless. The fuck out of here. Nobody want to hear that shit. Get one of these kids, teach them the basics, teach them about a stanza, a 16, how to ride the beat, and do that shit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Were we supposed to be like this while you rapping? Go. We supposed to shake our dreads? The fuck out of here. And y'all just won't let go. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Get one of these fucking kids and help them. Push them. Don't you know that you live through them? You only as good as the fruit that bear from your tree. So if you are the tree, you are the root. Look at the fruit that it bear. Look what people are fucking with. You're only as good as the people you help. You're only as good as the people you put on. That's why I love helping people. That's why I love doing one-on-one sessions with people and showing them SEO optimization and shit like that. I don't rap, motherfucker. What you mean, so rap then? I don't rap. What you mean, put niggas on? Like I said, I put more niggas on than these niggas that got money. So what are you talking about? I'm the dude that had a platform that was putting people on the platform and they was getting big off the platform. And these dudes was hating on me in the city that got budgets and say, yo, I know, I could go in Koch and get a deal and all that. And then they was taking them in Koch, getting them their money and keeping all their money. Getting production deals for people. Man, you know what? Go suck a fucking dick. Nobody just complaining because I ain't complaining. I'm good. I just feel sorry for the dudes that's trying to get on that people are gatekeeping. You fucking punk. That's who I'm speaking for. You know why I speak for them? Because they don't got no voice. And the minute they want to talk, people say, yo, just work harder. Keep working. Yeah, keep working till you get hot. And then they going to try to ride your wave. Fuck out of here. Don't ever talk to me like that, stupid. I'm just saying. All these, I'm sick, I'm psycho. Ah, I smoked a Buddha bless to the head. From the mental. Niggas are still rapping like that. Niggas are still hitting me saying that shit. From the mental. What year is this shit again? They want to shake their gray ass dreads. Lips all black from smoking. Fingertips is fucked up. And they talking about when we get on. Get on? Get on? Nigga, it's over. But you got babies. You got babies that you can help. You got babies that need your tutelage, that don't know what real hip hop is, that don't know that the shit that you complain about ain't real. They don't know what is real, because when they gonna hear what's real, they gotta hear your shit. You think they wanna emulate that shit? They rather drill than they hear that shit you talking about. You still got on fatigue clothes with no liner in your fatigue jacket. You cold. You cold outside. You still got an army hat. You still got a 40. You still got a 40. You still drink 40s. No, seriously. You got one go to, hold on, get him the fuck out of here too, because the nigga always got some slick shit to say. Enough is enough for you. You still got one gold tooth in your mouth. You still got one gold tooth. One. And you keep trying to tell people how it was in your day. See, how it was in my day is gone. We in the technology age, and I must show you what SEO is. I must teach you about the metaverse. I must show you shit. You know why? Because it's come a time where it's time for me to go. It's time for me to go. But I have to leave something for those coming behind me. Pause. Once your teeth start falling, once your teeth start falling out your mouth, it's over. No, seriously. If your shit gray up, you could dye it, whatever. You could get you a little skincare. But once your jibs start falling out, and you okay with not having a jib? Once your jibs start falling out? Once your rent-a-center? Once the rent-a-center take their rental back? Fam, it's over. Cause nobody got that side tooth. So you could get away with not having a side tooth. Once A, B, C, D, E, F, G fall out, what the fuck are you doing? Once we can hear you rapping and you sound like you rapping through dentures, come on, man. Get you one of these kids and put them on. Help them. Because you can help spark the next thing. You can definitely build a monster. I would do it, but I don't got the patience no more. But then I also don't have the avenue to take them and get them this shit that they need. All I could do is give you the tools. Seriously. Once you see a nigga, man, I'm about to go in, but I'm going to chill. Because I was about to fucking really snap really quick. But I'm saying, I was going to snap. I'm going to snap because I don't like when people be like, he been in the game for 34 years. Okay, but what's his tree? Who comes from, who's the house that he built? Because even if you're not getting money with somebody anymore, they still should be able to say, that's why these motherfuckers keep coming in these interviews, rewriting history, saying they put this one on, that one on. But what about your immediate niggas though? How you put other niggas on, but your immediate niggas ain't on? You know what's the biggest travesty in hip hop? You know what's the biggest travesty in hip hop? The fact that Chris Rivers, Big Pun's son, never got a shot. Shout out to Styles P for trying. But we talking about the son of Big Pun was not in the studio with every major artist. But they'll be in the studio with Diddy's son and he's still doing the fucking Harlem Shake in 2023. Chris Rivers, that shit is fucked up. And yeah, he was okay when he started, but he started getting better. You trying to tell me Big Pun, the son of Big Pun, didn't deserve a chance? Didn't deserve a chance? Big Pun's son? The son of the fucking most popular, the most soul Latin rapper? He didn't get a chance because of fucking politics? And this dude Harlem shaking? And somebody writing his shit? That's one of the biggest fucking travesties in this culture. So I don't know what the fuck Ed Lover talk about Emil for. Shout out to Emil. But you're trying to tell me Chris Rivers did not fucking deserve a chance? And he's fucking dope as fuck? He's not even in a documentary playing his father. He nothing. He's just cut out of the culture. That's fucked up. And not because I know him personally, but I know how much he loved the game and the culture. But fuck anybody else. What about Pun? None of Pun rapping friends that loved him when he was alive, though his son should be doing major interviews, should be put into a spotlight, give him a chance to blow it. Y'all just discarded him because you mad at his mother or you mad at this and mad at that. So the fact that he was talented, fuck that. That's one of the biggest travesties in hip hop. Seriously. That's one of the biggest travesties in hip hop. And I like to say everybody who took place in not helping him, y'all some hoes.